to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, I had something funny happen that I wanted to share with you and our podcast listeners because I just got a chuckle out of it. We, as I've told many people, we've moved out to this 40-acre farm. And when it got really cold, and I think I told you this, Valerie, that when it got really cold, we went and got a gas generator that we could turn on in case we lost power because we're all electrical out here. So can't even like turn on the heat with gas or anything. So we have this generator. Well, a gas generator needs to be run periodically to keep the gas flowing, right? To make sure it's you know, not getting stale. So I didn't realize that my husband had put on the calendar for every 3 months, or maybe I did even, to run generator, like on a Saturday. I saw this come up and I thought, run generator. Wait, now combination of I'm a runner. So I'm thinking run generator. Was I thinking that I could have an AI do a run generator, for, like generate a run for me? So it was a combination of doing too much, you know, research and the fact that I'm a runner. I immediately thought it was generating a physical run.
That's
or
really
a workout or something right. Like that. That was literally my first thought was, did I think I could make an AI like generate a run for me? And then I realized it was on our joint account. And I went, oh, no, our generator. So I wondered if like, if you guys have ever had that happen where somebody says something like the term run or are you running? And maybe they mean like, are you running for student council? Are you running for, you know, the board of directors or something like that? And you take that as totally something different. I thought that was humorous. Yeah.
everything circles back to running, especially with me.
I was going to say, I figured you could appreciate that, but I really got a kick out of that. That I thought that I had somehow figured out a way to generate my own run. And I still forgot about it. So that being said, isn't it amazing as we've opened up our membership now, and what we've done is we've allowed you to basically come in for once a month. You don't have to commit to anything except for if you want. If you come in for a month, we'll remind you that your month is coming up and you're going to get charged again. But we're no longer asking for that first 3 months right off the bat, like we hope people would. And it's been working out really well. We've had people stay for those first 3 months and even longer because they understand that it does take time to learn something new. And so we've had our new runners coming into our Zoom with our runners that have been with us for 2, 3, 4 years. And you were mentioning that it's been really wonderful to go back through the basics. Can you talk to our podcast listeners kind of about that? Like, what do you mean by that and why that's so helpful?
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting. Like a lot of runners either run when they start running, a lot of people run, you know, like sign up for a race. And then when they do that, they might sign up with a running group or they decide, you know, I want to try running this distance. And so a lot of runners, even though they run on their own, they'll actually kind of build into a running community, right? And So what's with RunRx, a lot of us, we get a lot of runners that are at the place in their run where unfortunately they're either injured or they've been out of running for a while. And of course, run pain-free is our main thing, right? So a lot of people come in with an injury and or they want to get started running. So when they first come in, you know, they're just like, everything is about their shin splint or, you know, whatever it is they're going through.
Right.
And then some of our members, of course, have already come through. So they're at the other end where they're like, they're out of the injury, they're getting back into running. And so the best part is you're putting together a community of people that one have faced the same challenge. Maybe they didn't have the same injury as you, but something was preventing them from running. And then they had to go through the whole weirdness of RunRx.
Right.
That strange that, you know, and I say that because in a positive ways, guys, because it does build that community. Because for a lot of us, the only conversation we tend to have about running is mainly distance. How far did you run? Hey, I went running today. How far did you go? Right? That's usually the conversation. Weather, gear, shoes. So then usually the conversation goes from, you know, how far did you run to, well, what shoes do you wear? This and that. And then once you get injured, unfortunately, it puts you into this other community. So then all you can talk about is like your PT or like I'm stretching or I'm having to do this or I'm having to not run. So when we take people through the basics of running, the best part is you can be injured. You don't have to be running to do our RunRx program. So sometimes when people come in, they are actually going through the training or the learning or the relearning, if you will, of running or the movement of running without actually going out running. Whereas some other members, like you said, in our community that have already gone through that, now they're just like fine tuning their run. They went through like, I was injured and I couldn't run, to where, yay, I can run again. And now they're actually like signing up for races again, or, you know, upping their distance. So it gives hope to the people that are coming in. But also the best part is everyone needs to go back through the basics repeatedly, no matter how far you get in any journey. Reconnecting with your base, with the foundation of what you're doing, always makes you better in whatever that movement is. And for us, it's running. So for us, that's running. Like, the better you get at the three base elements of running, the better you're going to continue getting in your run. And for a lot of us, for a lot of our students, when they first come in, they're so fixated on their injury or their want to get back to running, that instead of really kind of diving in and geeking out on the running aspect of it, they're more like checking the boxes. And then they'll say things to us like, I did everything you said. It's been 2 weeks. I don't have it yet.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was going to say when you were talking about like the along the journey. What I love too is that they could be, you know, 2-3 years in and they've heard you say the same thing over and over again. And like you said, they maybe even hear you kind of like Charlie Brown's teacher at this point, you know, all they're hearing is wah, 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 right? But then all of a sudden, because you've had to slow it down, they realize there's a new student in the Zoom or in the call. They'll suddenly realize, wait, you know, I've heard her say that 1,000 times, but I didn't realize till this moment that it meant this. I was thinking it meant this, which neither one is wrong. It's because you're farther along in your development that you take it a different way. I think that's really profound that people don't understand what that does to the brain cells and like helping you learn and things like that, that there's so much that connects when you start learning a new movement like that, that it's like you said, it's not just a few weeks with us. It's not just one and done. It's not just, I know how to do that. I don't need to do that again. No, you're constantly learning. You're constantly evolving. And I think that's really, really wonderful.
Right. And you have people to connect with. So like what's really neat is for a lot of our members have never had a coach before. Like, they weren't athletes.
Right.
So they didn't grow up with a coach, or they might've had a trainer. Like, that's really common for people to get a personal trainer or do group fitness with someone leading the class. Right. So they understand the concept of like having a trainer or someone leading you in a group fitness. However, we don't really do that with running. With running, it's like find people to run with. So you might get like people that lead a running group. So like, hey guys, and then they'll like split up the paces, for example, like here, you guys, if you run this, you go run together, like here's the 10-minute milers, the 12-minute milers, right? Well, that's really great. But then taking that next step to where you're sharing with your community your journey of your movement of running really is a whole nother level as well. So like, for example, one woman, so I think she's been with us about 2 years. She had like chronic back and neck pain. I mean, chronic. She has seen, you name it. She has tried everything. She's gone to see hundreds of people. She just now is able to rotate her torso. She was stuck. She was so just stuck. Like, her ribs weren't moving. And a lot of what she was doing is holding tension. So, I mean, she could go out, by the way, and she was, you know, still active and exercising and everything, but just with this constant chronic pain, And she also, when she first came in, it was like it consumed her. Like all she would talk about was how much pain she was in. And of course, then we were working on her getting out of that pain. Well, now she can move and she's having so much fun with everything, not just with running, but with walking. And she says she even signed up for like a dance class. She's never felt herself being able to move. And to be able to share that, because again, we get it. Like, because, you know, a lot of us, like for runners, like a lot of us are really tight, right? So like you hear so many runners, it's a camaraderie. Oh my gosh, I have tight hips or I have a tight calf. And people will say to me things like, I should stretch more. Well, we all should. So having where you're accountable, not just for the running, not just for your miles, but also for your skill work, which is like your drills, for your strength stuff and your self-care, having that community too, that's been really powerful, because for a lot of us as adults, we're stuck in a movement pattern, or we might have limited mobility or range of motion, and that takes time. Right. So it's like we give you all the stuff. By the way, guys, we give you all the stuff you need to make it work for you. That's the best part. Even if you don't stay with us, if you just keep doing the movements we give you, there's no magic. It's that consistency. Right.
Can you talk about that? Can you talk about how I know I've talked about this before, that at least for the first month, we kind of, you know, send you some reminders and we kind of walk you through it step by step. But how does that, along with the Facebook lives that we give you and the Zooms and the check-ins, how does all of that work together from your perspective as a coach to really help me progress, even if I can only afford a month?
Sure, 100%. Well, if I was coming in, let me go that route. If I came in for 1 month, I would do everything.
I was going to say.
You know, and to keep in mind, and this is a really important thing, guys, that for years and years, like I've been coaching this for, gosh, 25 years, just this particular running method. I've been a coach for 35, but just teaching the running. And it used to be where people would come for a clinic for like 1 hour. And then I would just impart all of this information on them, overload them. And it was so frustrating for them, because once they would go back to try their run, you can't remember everything I told you. And you're not, your body's certainly not, right? So what we found was giving people the time to go practice, and then we can come back and discuss it. And then you can video yourself and let me see. I don't just want to see your run. I also want to see your check-ins. And then we do Zooms where I can actually talk to you and see you and correct you in real time. The more you do that, of course, the more you're going to get comfortable with the movement, the more efficient you're going to get, and open your mind, be coachable, right? That's a big part of it. There's some people that are like, well, I don't know if I want to talk to you, or I don't want to ask, or I don't know if I want you to see me. And I'm like, oh gosh, please let me. if we were in a clinic situation, you would be like, look at me, look, you know, you would want me to see you. So, and then, you know, so it goes a couple of ways. Instead of feeling overloaded, just feel like once a week, I'm going to, you know, check in with her, you know, even if it's just an email. And those, and we really accommodate, right? We're really good. Some people love Facebook, some people don't. So we're okay with either way. We are we have a private group, so you can post as much as you want. And then we also have just where you can talk to me via email. And I think that, I of course am a group person, so communicating with others in the group, since they've already experienced it, is actually really rewarding. Just like in a Zoom session, if you watch sometimes the other people also getting corrected, or listen to their correction and not just yours, you'll find like, oh, okay, oh, I see what she's doing or he's doing, or oh, I can see that change. It's amazing how much the learning all comes together.
Now with that, you mentioned the clinic scenario. We have gone ahead and put our clinic out on the website for this year. It's going to be June 8th and 9th of 2024. So we do give members a discount, but explain kind of what is the difference, because it's really not really a difference between if I'm in the membership and I come to the clinic or I've never talked to you before, and I come to the clinic because we spend Saturday together. We spend about 4 or 5 hours together. And then we come back the next day and we go out to like a park and do some more running. How does that help me learn by doing it over those 2 days?
Well, that is a really intensive way to learn because you need you're going to get those, you're going to get the repetition. So you're going to get to repeat the movement, which really is helpful for getting that muscle memory for that movement. And repeating, of course, is how you learn. And you also, what's really nice, guys, is you really feel the difference of just increasing a little bit of efficiency of your running and movement. And so what I always, my goal with the clinics is to really, when you leave the clinic, you feel like, okay, I could repeat the lesson I just had. I can do this practice and I know it's going to benefit me in my run. I keep it really simple in a way you can practice and repeat. I also think that, and it's fun because your first thought, most people say to me, I can't run for 4 hours. I promise you're not running for 4 hours. You are practicing the movement of running. And it also includes, of course, the self-care and the strength. So you're getting a mix of movement. And I teach you how to do things like, of course, stretch, warm up, things like that, that are all part of the running. But having that intensive time just allows you to get corrected in real time, of course, and make sure you feel like you at least got that foundation.
And what's really great is you also, now we do gait analysis in the membership, but then you do it live with other people. And so what's really cool is you can kind of see that runner that maybe you've seen for a while. Or like I said, if you're not on Facebook and you're like, well, I've seen my run improve, but then you get to see other people's run improve and how they evolve by doing a live gait analysis, which is really cool. And we do give you a little bit of swag, guys. If you come, we have a Hydro Flask that is branded with us, but we also give you a band. And Valerie does walk you through some banded exercises that you can take home and do. So it really is fun to also come to the clinic, not just join the membership, but even join the membership and come to the clinic. Like, go in for all of it. If you want to start running again this year, like, this would be the time to do it. And this would be the way to do it, in my opinion.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.